Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
He is one of the best in the business, without question. It's a privilege to have him on with us, Bob Pompeiani. Bob, how have you been?
Steve, it's good to be with you. I think this is a first for me to be on your program, but I've admired your work as well, so thank you.
Yeah, it is the first time, and really great to have you with us. Obviously, Kenny Pickett is going to be the story. So we've seen 30 minutes of regular season football out of him. What impression did he leave you with?
Well, it's not unlike the impression, I think, that we saw over all these years at Pitt, especially as his career developed. You know, he was smart to go back last year for a fifth year. He was urged to do that by the likes of Peyton Manning and others, and he did it, and he took full advantage of that by improving his game to the point where he went from, I think, a fifth-round pick the year before, that's what people were telling him, into a first-round pick, as it turned out. So I think that was a good move by him, and he developed the kind of things that I think pro teams want. First of all, he's a very competitive kid. And this was on display, by the way. We do all the preseason games, Charlie Batch and us.
Yep.
We never thought he wasn't big enough to handle it. It's just that they brought in Mitch Trubisky, and we believed that they were going to do that in order to take advantage of a guy who was also a high pick, second overall, but with 6 years of experience, you know, that sort of thing. So, but he's displayed all that sort of confidence, the ability to step up in a pocket, knowing when to tuck it, knowing when to run it, knowing, you know, field awareness, football smarts generally. And we saw that, I think, in that. Now, you can look at my statement there and say, well, he threw three interceptions. Yeah, he did. One of them was a Hail Mary, so I discount that. The other two, I thought one was very catchable by Chase Claypool. The other was maybe intended to be an overthrow, and he didn't get enough into it. Whatever the case, for not playing at all in a month, not taking snaps, I thought it was a pretty good 30 minutes, and he gave them certainly a faster heartbeat, you know, somebody who was willing to go in there and make things happen.
With all due respect to Mitch Trubisky, what didn't quite work in 3.5 games?
Well, that's a good question, Steve. I think it was just he was looking over his shoulder. If I had to gauge it, I don't think he would tell you this, but I think he knew that he was on a short string, you know, a short leash, only because whenever you draft a number one pick and it's a quarterback, that quarterback ultimately is going to be your franchise quarterback. That's the message. It doesn't have to be delivered quite that way, but he knew it. He was once in that boat. You know, so were the guys in Chicago who were there who were run off because he was the pick. Well, now he's in the other side of that. So I think maybe he managed it a little too cautiously. Maybe looking back, what he should have done is, I'm not going to give him the chance to win a job here. I'm going to play my best. And never saw that kind of a aggressive attitude to me. It was more, you know, not wanting to make a mistake. And, of course, coaches appreciate that. But overall, it was just a kind of a flat offense. They hadn't delivered many offensive scores, and he just got to the point where 10-6 at halftime, first quarter, second quarter, no offensive touchdowns again. And you know, I think it helped, Steve, that they were in Acrisure Stadium and the people were chanting Kenny's name, and Mike Tomlin, despite him saying he doesn't hear that, I'm sure he had to hear that, and he felt the time was right.
Bob, it's interesting, because from doing Penn State Pitt games when they had the 4-game series, Matt Canada has more experience with Kenny Pickett than he does with Mitch Trubisky. What kind of payoff eventually can there be there?
Well, first of all, it comes down to, you know, the mobility factor that both of those guys have. But I think maybe he's more comfortable with Kenny Pickett's style of play and understands that. But I think basically this is still going to be the same playbook that he's been using, the same play calling that he's been using, but he's hoping for a different and more aggressive approach to it. Again, this is, you know, I'll go, Steven. When you see plays, you can look and make blame, think it's one thing, but we don't really know what it is. It could be a miscommunication that it's on somebody else. I think Mitch Trubisky was in that boat. I don't think he was making clear enough and decisive enough decisions. I think Kenny Pickett, and I think Matt Canada and Mike Tomlin know this, will make quicker decisions, not afraid to make them. We saw him in the preseason game. That's the one takeaway I had more than anything, is he was willing to you know, not look, not stare down guys, which I think Trubisky was doing, and look the field, but also make a quick decision when he had to.
Bob, what are the dominoes? The defense has played well, but what are the dominoes that you're seeing defensively without T.J. Watt on the field that may be affecting them a bit?
I think they played well for three quarters most of the time, but the fourth quarter has been a big disappointment. And I saw that again this week. They gave up two drives of 181 yards, 165 yards, and they make, you know, Zach Wilson, who was making his debut this season, coming off an injury, 10 of 12 in that fourth quarter for 128, and you just cannot do that. There were big chunks of yards, too. There was a second and 10 that turned into be a 35-yard gain. There was a fourth and 7 conversion where Corey Davis was wide open, and you can't do that. So the trickle-down is a large one. There's no question. Whenever you have a guy who demands double teams like TJ does, it frees up others like Cam Hayward. It frees up others on the defensive line like Larry Ogunjobi or linebackers even. Without him there, I think you saw last week and the week before, people were double-teaming Cam Hayward. This past week, he didn't have much impact at all. So I think that's where the domino effect occurs. Now, they've also had some injuries in the secondary, which limited their blitzing. In fact, in the last two drives of that fourth quarter against the Jets, they didn't blitz at all. And normally they would do that with a younger quarterback, especially one they've seen for the first time. They didn't do any of that because I don't think they were comfortable with the kind of personnel groupings they had.
Bob, the Steeler fan base has enjoyed so much success over the years. And, of course, under Mike, there have not been any losing seasons. Are they ready for this? I mean, as a fan base, to experience something that may not go the way other seasons have gone?
I think yes, and it's funny. It's a dynamic, Steve, that comes being a local player, or at least someone who played here. Obviously, if that was somebody else who had no attachment to Pittsburgh whatsoever, I don't know if they would be so encouraged by what they see from him, or encouraged for the future expectations they want from him. But because it's Kenny Pickett, because he played his entire career here at Pitt, I think that gives him an advantage that way. And there'll be a honeymoon period. Don't mistake that. When he throws three interceptions in a game that are meaningful interceptions and they're all on him, he's not going to hear boos the way, you know, Trubisky or Rudolph would have heard. So there's that honeymoon period. But ultimately, you know, I think they believe he's the guy who's going to lead them to the next level. And this is a tough business to try to assess players, because as many guys who've been successful as first-round picks, there are equally as many, if not more, who've not been able to answer that bell. So this is the first time they had somebody other than Ben Roethlisberger. You know, Mike Tomlin didn't have to worry about this kind of stuff. First time ever. So, you know, he's gone through this sequence of putting Trubisky in. Rudolph played some time in the preseason. He wasn't going to get the job. And so now he's decided it's time for the future. The future is now. The future may take some hits, you know. I don't know that it's going to be smooth. You can look at Trevor Lawrence to see that from last year in Jacksonville, even to this year. He had 4 fumbles last week. You can see that with other guys who have been top-end quarterbacks. It takes time. Joe Burrow had a really difficult first year. Some of them don't even play, like Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see. But I think they're comfortable with him. Mike Tomlin seems to light up when he mentions the fact that he was available and they went after him. He was the number one guy on the board, which many people doubted because Tomlin was playing the Malik Willis card pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, as a matter of fact. Does he have enough running game to at least help him out, in your opinion, or do they need more to help?
Well, I think they need a better offensive line. I think that's one of the things they've miscalculated over the last couple of years. Last year's starting center, Kendrick Green, is now no longer even part of their rotation. He's been inactive in the first 4 weeks, so that's where it starts. Can he run? Sure. He's not a Josh Allen. He's certainly not a Lamar Jackson. He's not any of those guys. But what he is someone who understands that he can use his legs when necessary to extend a play, to go to, you know, to run for a first down, or more importantly, just to get out of harm's way to create opportunities rolling left or right. He's been good about throwing the ball from his right or rolling left and then squaring his shoulders. He does that very well. So I don't think he's going to ever lead any teams in rushing, but what I do think is he's going to use his legs to help his arm get some opportunities, you know, that may not be available in the pocket when necessary.
Yeah, Kendrick Green, after watching him at Illinois, I didn't have the easiest feeling in the world. Yeah, I didn't have the easiest feeling about that pick. Bob, a pleasure. Thanks for carving out some time for us today. Really appreciate it. And hopefully it'll be the first of several times we have you on.
Oh, absolutely. For somebody like you, you call anytime. I'll be happy to be on and give you kind of the Pittsburgh perspective of what's going on. But I'll tell you what, though, this next 4 games ain't going to be easy. You got the Bills this week on the road. Then they have Tampa, and Tom Brady's getting divorced. That's not good. Then you have at Miami and at Philly. That's a rough way to start your career as starter.
that's called a gauntlet. So they a little gauntlet they got to go through. I guess we'll find out a lot by the end of the month.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good day.